Daddy, can I turn on the little radio before I go to sleep?
Well, just for a minute or two, I'll snap it on for you. There you is. Now let it warm up for a few seconds.
It's not working.
I don't believe it. I've never seen anything like this before.
I have, but it was a long time ago.
What did you do?
Plan B.
Plan B.
Lost its radio.
Early rock and roll, early rock and roll, early rock and roll.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? For here I am, honey, come on, you cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be sadder than a glass of wine alone. Loneliness, loneliness, such a waste of time. Oh, yeah. Come on, take my hand, baby, won't you walk with me? Oh, oh yeah. When you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one, don't you feel like a cry?
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant replay.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room and there's nothing you ever walk away. So come on, come on,
waiting for a voice in the night. It doesn't come. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, cry to me. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, cry to me.
Yeah, you feel like something, I guess. Here you are at the top of the hour for another installment of the Lost Discs radio show. So, what are you going to do? You're sitting in here with me, Jimmy Knight, and over there is Dr. Doc Brown. He's getting on the microphone for you, folks.
Hey, don't forget about Joe Stax.
Kind of guy he is. Right. And Joe Stax is on the line out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, sorry.
Bro.
Chesty, too.
Yeah, Chesty is in the studio, you know, our former graduate intern, folks. But somehow she just never seems to get on the microphone like she, like some people would wish that she could, you know. But she will be up on deck later with a chick pick, right, for this installment. So you fans can stand by and keep score at home on that one. Now, Joe, here we are kicking it off for our November installment for Rockin' Radio and for Area 51, right? Many thanks to the folks in charge of this type of thing, like Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener and Randy Tivens, who make this sort of thing still happen behind the scenes. And there we were kicking it off, you know, with Solomon Burke. Okay, Solomon Burke, who passed away, right? Doc, you were on that. You were talking about that.
Yep.
Blues great Solomon Burke. And if you know him, I don't know, a lot of people maybe you know him the way I was first introduced to him in that scene with Jennifer Grey.
Oh,
and
right.
And what's his ass?
He's dead too, right?
That scene in Dirty Dancing where they like she drops a robe and she and he
Swayze.
Yes, Swayze. Right. And they're like swaying.
Baby. Right?
Yeah, hey. Go ahead. Say it.
Her name was Baby.
No, nobody puts Chesty in a corner. And Swayze was swaying with
you
Jennifer
know way
Grey
too much about
and her
this movie.
Tight ass and
I
her,
saw it once.
Her 80s hair and the whole thing was going to that song, man. I'm like, what is that song? That was Cry to Me by Solomon Burke off the old Atlantic record label, right? And then, of course, come to find out, that gives us a tie-in with one of Joe Stax's favorite, British Invasion and freak beat groups.
Listen.
The Pretty Things.
I knew that. I knew that. The Pretty Things.
You knew
I knew that that's one of Joe Stax's favorites. I knew that.
Did you know that that was them covering the Solomon Burke thing there?
Well, yeah. Chesty told me.
Yes, she did, actually.
But I thought to myself, honestly, I'm going to be honest here. I thought to myself when you said you were going to play the pro, when I found out you played the Pretty Things.
Yeah.
Second thing, and I'm like, wow, he's really being nice to Joe tonight.
Well, that's, Joe,
you know, right off the bat, putting one of Joe's favorites right on there.
Well, what about it, Joe? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling all right. It's always great to hear the Pretties and Solomon Burke, for that matter. Yeah, that Pretty Things cover. Peaked just inside the top British top 30 in 65, their fourth single for the Fontana label.
Yeah, and we were giving it to you right off the Fontana label 45, as a matter of fact. Joe, I got to tell you that. All right?
Always a beautiful thing. Does it still have the little triangular piece in the middle where for the British spindle?
No, I'm thinking this is an American pressing.
Ah.
It's one of those things on the Fontana label where it says vocal recorded in England.
Ah.
You know, like was that supposed to deter us or make us want to buy it? I don't know, but they had to put that on there. Yeah, this
is rather inspire us. Just
I'm pretty sure this is the American pressing of that.
New vaudeville band said something similar.
So, all right, now let's be careful there, Joe. Keep things above board. All right, so now. Speaking of Solomon Burke, you know, I think we're going to keep it going. We're actually going to hear Some action from Solomon Burke and the Pretty Things. Again, I think we're going to be breaking a cardinal rule of rock and radio when we do this. So right now, this could be it. This show may actually be yanked from the playlist at Rock and Radio for this month, because I don't know if we can legally do what we're about to do. Doc?
Are you going to play the same song three times in a row?
No, but I think you're not supposed to play the same artist more than once in an hour. And, you know, I think there's like some legality things with Live 365 or whatever they do over there. But we're going to do it because I think the fans are demanding it. Yes, they are. Here he is. From a 2003 concert.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
The Out of Sight Sounds of Solomon Burke on Lost Discs Radio.
Without a warning, you broke my heart.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
Thank you.
It's that is not the Pretty Things, and that's not Pigpen either, Doc.
I know.
But yes, the I don't know. That's the mediocre sounds now of the band without a name.
Okay. It's the Charlie Brown Band.
Reminds me of a a group that our old buddy Brad from Grits Radio might have been in, right? The band in a van without a name. I think he was actually in a group that had the name something like that. But you know, there they were off the Tower record label, and you know before. Yeah, but before, hey, check him out over at Grits. I don't know how you find Grits Radio exactly on the internet, but you know, do a Google search. He'll show up somewhere. Be worth your while. Anyways, before we throw it over to Joe Stax to talk about that band without a name, it was Solomon Burke once again. You know, in passing there from a 2003 documentary soundtrack, Lightning in a Bottle. Right, Martin Scorsese produced documentary on the blues there, folks. So there he was, and so R.I.P. to good old Solomon himself there. But anyways, so what is this now, Joe? I don't know. I come across this record on the Tower label. I'm feeling kind of good about it, but then it doesn't turn out to be quite as great as I was hoping. Who are these guys? Why did they not have a name?
Well, maybe they didn't want to be identified. Now, you mentioned kind of in the pre-show that there was a Casey Kasem connection.
Yes.
And, yeah, I haven't been able to find anything too solid, but you know, my usual resource does say that they were managed by Casey Kasem. As they were a...
Damn it.
Around in about 65, 66.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, there's a Beach Boys connection, too.
All right. Go ahead.
So the lead guitar player is a guy named David Marks.
Oh, sure.
Who was the pre-Al Jardine guitar player in the Beach Boys.
Yeah, and didn't he go on to be in a group called The Moon or something?
Yeah, and this is apparently something he did in between the two.
Yeah.
And the drummer, too, a guy whose name was Mark Grossclose.
Wait, no way. What'd you call him?
I'm only telling you what I can see in front of me.
Yeah. Wow.
Grossclose?
What have you been drinking tonight, Joe? What?
I'm enjoying some lowbrow tonight. And But he had substituted in the Beach Boys as a drummer when Dennis Wilson had injured his hand.
Oh, so he was sort of like the Jimmy Nichols.
So he was in between
the Beach Boys.
Dennis Wilson and John Stamos.
Wow.
And they also ended up. He also ended up doing some session work for Brian Wilson with the Honeys.
All right, there you go. There you go. All right, now
see must play with the Beach Boys.
All right, that's very cool, Joe. Glad to find out. But yes, apparently this group was at least managed by Casey Kasem and got some airplay out on KRLA out in Los Angeles back when Casey was, you know, just your regular average DJ guy. You know, no big American swinging top 40 Jerry Lewis telethon Scooby-Doo kind of career there that he carved out later.
No, that's
huh?
Nothing.
Shaggy? So, anyway, look, people are coming in on the email, and for whatever reason, we've never even given out the email address yet, Doc.
That's dedication.
We, huh? Yeah, no kidding. That's working for it. We got people coming out from downtown Keswick, Ontario tonight. As always, Mike, who chimes in from time to time, who lives up in that way. He's getting nothing on the shortwave tonight, but getting us on the internet stream, where we're streaming live tonight. And good old Babs and Slick
Yay!
Have now emailed in from somewhere around Catasauqua, Pennsylvania, and they are listening up there, living in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And then somehow showing up on our website here is a comment from Marissa, also from the same sort of pool of characters there. And she was amazed to find a different version of this song, which we can only imagine she's talking about Cry to Me. Because this came in close to top of the hour there. All right, and then good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, who we heard checking in earlier tonight on 5110 on the Lumpy Gravy radio show with Larry and Jane. He is now checking in here with us tonight on Lost Discs. He's getting a great signal out in South St. Paul, Minnesota. And good old Scotty and Peg coming in out of New York State somewhere, and they were digging that rendition of Love Light. You dig? Doc, you dig?
I dig.
Right, and so now here we go. Now we got to keep this moving because we're still not done with our our pretty things tie in, at very least. We're going to hear them again now because, Joe, when I realized we were playing the pretty things, right, for a long time now I've been aware of this other song by this group called the Stereo Shoestring, which apparently a record that they had out called On the Road South is some kind of a reworking of a Pretty Things tune called Defecting Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what kind of pieces of what kind of messed up puzzle are you going to put together on that one for us here?
Well, I don't know that I have a lot to tell you about the Stereo Shoestring, but this isn't the first time. And, you know, how many times have tunes been lifted and just kind of reworked or given new lyrics? And it's happened to the Pretties more than once. One of their great, great songs, LSD, was redone by a Florida, I think it was a Florida band, but it was an American garage band entitled ESP. Same tune, practically the same lyrics, just, you know, making it a little more, I guess a little more attractive to the Third Eye crowd by taking away the drug reference and dropping in the mention of the Sixth Sense.
Wow.
But now, the Stereo Shoestring, though, were a Texas band.
Okay.
And I know the A side of the record you're going to spin is actually also a Zombies cover.
Wait. What is, who? This song, On the Road South, is a Zombies cover as well?
No. On the Road South is a rework of Defecting Gray, which was a single, I think one of their first singles for Parlophone by the Pretty Things. It was recorded at the same time as SF Sorrow, but not released on SF Sorrow.
Okay, very good.
Until the CD age. But no, the A-side of this group, the Stereo Shoestring, which appeared on the English label,
yes,
out of Texas,
yes,
should be a cover of, I'm told, the Zombie song Tell Her No.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we do not have the actual 45 on that. Otherwise, I would be flipping that sucker over right now to give you the Zombies cover because, as we know, Babs and Slick are big fans of the Zombies. But no, we've got this off of a compilation of Texas groups' highs in the mid-60s.
All right. Right?
We're going to spin both versions for you now. The original Pretty Things, Defecting Gray, and then the Stereo Shoestring reworking of it, folk, right here, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Dying now, they're all alone. dipping my eyes in the stream. Breath from your lips chases shadows away, clearing the mist from our dreams. Just as you get up to leave, holding my breath as I touch your hand, left with the brush of your sleeve.
Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Gentlemen, I left some students who are seriously trying to find out about themselves and their environment and came here at the request of my government because I thought I could be of some service. Now, obviously, you think it's a big joke.
Wow, you think I'm Sharon Engel there.
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Reference. Go ahead,
Chesty. I'm just glad the politicians aren't calling anymore and I can drink my Schlitz in peace. Okay.
Go ahead. What are you doing, Chesty?
I'll put my beer down first.
What?
I'm putting the beer down first.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, go. What you got?
Hey, it's November. Hey. And, you know, I just want to have a little public service announcement that the Snoopy Thanksgiving special is my favorite because... Why? Because Snoopy makes popcorn. Just like I do every week on Lost Disc Radio.
Beautiful.
And I pretend that it's better than it is. Okay.
It's really good. No, it is the best. The old
look. Here's an endorsement for my campaign on Lost Desk Radio, and can I have your endorsement?
Sure. Chesty pops the best popcorn.
I pop the best. Okay. Popcorn. Well, yes, popcorn.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
You got a record for us?
I have a fantastic record. Yeah. Normally, I wouldn't say that about Teddy Randazzo.
Yeah, man.
But this one's, you know, for people who listen, backup singers. Sometimes your backup singers help the song and make it better, and sometimes they just make it worse. Mm. This has a good balance of backup singers, so I want you to notice that. And okay. I really like the title of this because it has two animals. Be My Kitten, Little Chicken.
Woo!
Woo!
Be my kitten, little chicken, little chicken, like a papa should. Be my kitten, little chicken, little chicken, like a papa should. You deserve to be petted and treated nice, 'cause you're a great big hunk of a paradise. So be my kitten, little chicken, little chicken, like a papa should. I said you made to order for love, sweet love. When they speak about an angel, you are what they're thinking of. Be my kitten, little chicken, little chicken, like a papa should. Be my kitten, little chicken, little chicken, like a papa should. Well, I'm gonna love you forever, because you can make me feel so good. Be my kitten, little chicken. About an angel, you are what you're thinking of. Be my kitten, little chicken, let me treat you like a papa should. Be my kitten, little chicken, let me treat you like a papa should. Well, I'm gonna love you forever, because you can make me feel so good. Be my kitten, little chicken.
Look, this kind of music is just as important to the kids who dance to it as to Beethoven's was with his or Gershwin's with his.
You know, you're absolutely right. I never really thought of it that way.
I'll say it again, I don't like it.
That's right, you know. We're really only young Republicans. We only do this on Kicks for Kicks on weekends.
$50 shoes on his feet. Think about the baby who don't have any milk to drink. Think about the woman with those diamond cars and rings. Think about the children all hungry in the street. Think about the president, he's somewhere sound asleep. Think about the old folks trying to survive.
business. Just want you.
Whatever happened to good music? Sit around listening to a radio, some rock music, bent on destroying America.
Rockin' radio. USA rocks all day. CICIA. Politics on the hit parade, CICIA.
With a Bobby here, a Bobby there, the Democrats really swing, suck it to me, wild thing.
The USA rocks all day, CICIA. And next we have a sound that's sweet, CICIA. It's Washington's soul in the Bimini Beat, CICIA.
With a keep the faith here, keep the faith there. Keep the faith in your hearts, keep me on the record chart.
Bobby here, Bobby there. Democrats really swing, sock it to me, wild thing.
USA rocks all day, CICIA. And in this land, red, white, and blue, CICIA. The top 40 has Republicans too, CICIA.
With an Everett here, an Everett there. On the air, day and night, this record scene is out of sight.
Keep the faith here, keep the faith there. Keep the faith in your hearts, keep me on the record chart.
Bobby here, a Bobby there. The Democrats really swing, sock it to me, wild thing.
USA rocks all day, CICIA. And from the left in golden tones, CICIA. Bobby the poet, moans and groans, CICIA.
With a want you here, I want you there, but I can't see you with my eyes and my hair.
An Everett here, an Everett there. On the air, day and night, this record scene is out of sight.
Keep the faith here, keep the faith there. Keep the faith in your hearts, keep me on the record chart.
Bobby here, a Teddy there. The Democrats really swing, suck it to me, wild thing.
USA rocks all day, CICIA.
Hold on, big fella.
Now here's the man.
There's a bird here, there's a bird there. Here a bird, there a bird, Linda Lucy Ladybird.
I want you here, I want you there. A hair is a hair is a hair is a hair.
Ever dear, ever there. On the air, day and night, this record scene is out of sight.
Keep the faith here, keep the faith there. Keep the faith in your hearts, keep me on the record chart.
Bobby here, Bobby there. Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it. Oh, suck it to me, wild thing.
USA rocks all day.
Yeah, there they go. Right off the Cameo Parkway record label, folks. The Hardly Worth It Players with the Congressional Record. Right? Doc, you got all your people in office over there, you're pleased with the way the people spoke back and finally got some change, finally, after 2 years of the hell we've been through.
Yeah.
2 years of this, man. Two whole big, the years of the not listening to the people for 2 years. You know how it's been. How'd that guy get into office in the first place?
I have no idea.
2 years ago.
I don't know any of them do it.
Listen, you know, here's the thing. I think that you and me and the guys maybe over in the Cracker chat, over there in the chat room, I think we're starting our own political party. You know, I mean, I know you got your Commander Bunny thing going on, so maybe they want to stick with that. But you and me, Doc?
Yeah.
The acid party.
What?
And we're gonna corrode the values of this country once and for all into what we deem it to be fit.
It's too late. I already joined up with my friend Ralph over there on the guilty party.
What are you doing? Did you? Now tell the people real quick about that. That's for real. That's legit. You're not even just being funny.
No, it's really legit. This guy I went to high school with ran for mayor of New Haven.
Yeah.
His political party he ran on was the guilty party.
Mm-hmm.
And he got this, votes.
He did this more than once, though, didn't he?
He got like maybe I don't know, 100 votes or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever. But he's the guilty party.
Yeah.
That's great. That's to me, I mean, you might as well come out and say it. At least he's being honest.
Yeah. Now, look, before that, I don't even know. Oh, before that, it was ZZ Hill. You know, talk about your Texas connections. No, ZZ Hill, man, on the MHR record label out of Texas, a blues guy, probably most known for his work he did back in the early 1980s, did some real, he was sort of like a back-to-roots, old-school blues guy that, you know, was trying to cause a revolution in the blues scene in the early 80s. But that was him, yeah, Think People from back in the mid-60s. I'm going to say that's like from around 1965. Somewhere around in there. And yeah, of course, we kicked off that set. Chesty's Chick Pick. It was Teddy Randazzo on the Vic record label. And you know him as sort of an Elvis wannabe early 60s twist guy, right? He did some of those twist movies back in the day. You know, Doc, how the people twisted and gyrated.
They twisted and gyrated in sexual and provocative
sexual
fashion.
Fashions. All right, so now that leads us. Well, it doesn't really lead us into this, but...
In the gym proper.
Well, you know what? It brings us to this email that came in from Globe, Arizona now, the out-of-sight Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill has emailed in. Yeah, he's just not getting it on shortwave tonight, but he is digging us on the internet stream. Folks, you can always go to our website, lostdiscsradio.com, right? Check out the action over there and find some links up to where we're broadcasting live every month. And sure enough, we did not give out the email address yet this hour, so here it is. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. But, man, you better spell the word discs with the letter C in it, right? All right, now, anyways, go ahead, Joe. We're going to set up this next set by getting into a rare sort of David Grisman situation, okay?
It will. Oh, yeah.
Because I've known about this group, but I never really heard them before. And this past summer, we came across an album by Earth Opera.
Which album?
I believe it's their first album, The Great American Eagle Tragedy.
Actually, their second album on Elektra. I have that one, too.
Yeah, okay.
It peaked at 181 on the chart.
Wow. Yeah, it's not all as great as we thought, but... But Grisman shows up on there doing, among other things, like soprano sax and bass clarinet.
Yeah, and he played. There's some mandolin in there somewhere.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's essentially, you know, two country bluegrass guys. I mean, you got Dave Grisman, you got Peter Rowan, who had actually worked for Monroe earlier in the '60s, mm-hmm. And they're putting together their own weird trip with guys like Billy Mundy. Billy Mundy, was he a mother? Or wasn't he associated with Zappa or Kep?
He was in the Mothers.
Okay, I think John Cale plays on the second album.
He was drumming with Zappa at some point, anyway.
What about Old and in the Way?
Yeah, Old and in the Way.
If Chipper up the road were here, he'd say Old and in the Way.
Were you right. Aware of this, Doc? This Earth Opera thing with Grisman on there from like was
no.
This 69 on this, Joe?
Yeah, 68 and 69 for their two albums. Yeah, they're kind of, because they were a Boston-based band at the time, they kind of get unfairly lumped in with the whole MGM Boss Town thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were their own thing. They were over on Elektra.
Yeah.
But, it's a weird hiccup or a weird detour in both of their careers. Cause,
yeah.
Rowan would go on to the group C-Train, who were fairly kind of country rock.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grisman with his own thing, his whole dog sound. Playing with the Grateful Dead on their country rock albums.
Oh.
Well, you know, speaking of Brad from Grits Radio, you know, it was just about a year ago this very night where me and Chesty and Brad and Gene were up in Keene, New Hampshire for a live show with John Sebastian and David Grisman at the old Colonial Theater downtown Keene there. So, I don't know, folks. You just might have to dig this.
When at last my journey's begun, Christopher, keep me safe on the run. When I leave the land I love best, soon the bird will be flown from the nest. my brothers, the fire is light. Keep warm your heart through the long winter's night. Safe by the hearth side, your children will play. Long is the darkness before break of day. All winter long, while the earth turns around, we'll stay on. Sleep well, my love, when the springtime returns, we'll be gone, we'll be gone. Thank you.
no typewriter typing an item for with you. What is it like to be this finger searching, longing, reaching out for a simple truth? I wonder what it's like to gather wisdom under your keys. We're trying to show you what's inside you. Suddenly sees you're a key, my friend, you're a key. Rhyme a word or two with madness, gladness, but will you be sure to be a tune? When putting your finger on the key to people's sadness, remember you're baying at the moon. Laugh when this whole world's laughing with you, weep then you will weep alone. We've had to borrow all our kindness for troubles and sorrows. We have enough of our own.
The out-of-sight sounds of Culpepper's Orchard. Coming to you exclusively tonight on the show. I gotta throw that one over to Joe Stacks real quick. Joe, what do you know about Culpepper's Orchard, man? Come on.
Bible get you 10.
Scrounge up real quick here. They were an Anglo-Danish combo. A couple of moved over to Denmark.
Yeah.
Formed a band. Put out 3 albums.
Wow. We, geez, yes.
It's the great tuna factory robbery.
Yes.
Captain Culpepper.
Right. Well, yes, of course.
Speaking of that, Sparky Anderson just died, who looked a lot like Spencer Tracy.
Yeah. All right, well, he's keeping us up to date there. It's like earlier today when Doc called me up and said, hey, you got a couple hours you can spare? I said, a couple hours? You're starting to crack up. But yeah, we got here. We got the show done for you tonight, folks. Exclusively underground on shortwave. If you're getting it underground on the shortwave experience, man, you should get in on the email action while you still can. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And let us know you were catching it on 5110 kilohertz underground upper sideband shortwave experience. As we've now heard in from Ken and Marlene in downtown Toronto, Yorkville section. Yes, Yorkville section. We could grab our Ugly Ducklings record over there on the Yorktown label. Maybe we'll spin something for them in the after hours. Extra hour here coming up, folks. If you're listening to us on the internet stream, stand by. We will be probably staying, keeping the tune spinning. If you're listening to us over on rockandradio.com, on live365.com there, where Rock and Radio streams it. Stay tuned, of course, for the boss man, Randy Tivins, for the RLT Music Archives Magazine. Followed maybe this month by DJ Blast. Yes, yes, the DJ Blast. And then, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips always brings up that third slot. And then, well, what can I tell you, folks? Get over there to rockandradio.com and check him out, because that's, yeah, that's one of our places where we hang out when we're not over at our own website, lostdiscsradio.com. Well, good night to Joe Stacks out of Pittsburgh, PA.
All right, good night, everyone. Always a good time. Some great tunes.
And good night to Dr. Doug Brown, naturally.
Naturally.
And thanks for all those slobs in the chat room, for all you checking in on the email action. Good night, Chesty. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.